Sandy, and today I'm coming to you with a little, I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. I've been asked some questions have come into me about the dead and the dead harming people and things of this nature. So I'm going to try to keep this tight as possible so that I can get into something else, another podcast. And it's actually a part two to this one, but I want to keep it tight and to the point. So if you want to follow me here, you can find me here on Anchor. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I also have a YouTube, mambosandy.com. Mambo Sandy. I have a website too. Lord have mercy. So anyway, let's roll into it. So the questions that I was asked was, can the dead harm you? And the answer is yes. The dead can harm you. This is I'm going to say there's two answers to this question. Number one, if ancestors don't like you and you've decided to call upon them or a specific ancestor, and maybe you just don't know what you're doing and they come into your life, they can start to do you harm. They can start to affect your life. So yes, the dead can harm you. If a practitioner knows what they're doing, they can send the dead to harm you. If you go into a cemetery and you happen to be a person that's open, or a person that's unfortunately is just open to this happening, to spirits attaching themselves to you, as my godfather would say, some spiritual hitchhikers, they want to hitchhike their way and jump on you for whatever purpose they may feel, okay? This can also happen. The hitchhiker situation can happen when people visit certain places that are old. Tragedy has happened there. People that work in morgues, people that work in funeral homes, and you wonder why sometimes maybe there is just this very serious overturn of sometimes people working in hospitals. If you're not spiritually protected or spiritually aware, or hey, some people just naturally have more of a protection than others. Now, that's not just to say that everybody is listening to this podcast feel like, well, I'm one of those people that it's naturally not going to happen to. Wrong. So the thing is that, yes, the dead can harm you. The elders, those wise, let me be correct on this, those wise and spiritual elders, they understood the importance of cleaning yourself, of doing certain things when you would enter a cemetery and when you would leave a cemetery, when you would go to a grave, okay? But nowadays, you know, people want to do what they want to do because they don't want to take the time to train. They don't want to spend the money to train, and they just don't want to listen to the elders, period, point blank, okay? The next scenario that a spirit can harm you is basically if you go to, let's say, a ruin, okay? Take for example, it's not a ruin, it's actually a forest that's in Japan. Now, this forest is known for suicides. Okay, and some people go in, they don't come out. Some people do go in because they want to visit and they want to be nosy and they want to look around and they go places they should not go. And there are dead spirits in there, okay? Souls, lost souls, dead soul, you know, these souls that of the dead that, hey, they might be angry, they might be confused, they might be feeling sorry. There's so many things. And they attach themselves to somebody that goes in there because maybe they feel confused or it's a cycle, okay? Or someone that's just being nosy, all right? They can attach themselves to the person and start to cause problems in the person's life. Now, sometimes this happens right away and the person can feel like something is off and something is right and then wrong, excuse me. And then sometimes people, it takes time. It all depends on how spiritually in tune that person is or how aware that person is, how in the present moment, how that person, you know, basically is in their life, where some people might just be oblivious and they just wonder why their life is starting to crash down around them. Another situation, moving in a house that spirits have something happen in the house. Somebody was murdered in the house. I'll give you a very good example that happened to me. Long time ago, I had moved into this apartment. And, you know, I don't think that law was in, it was not in place that you had to tell people something happened in the vicinity. So this was way before I met my godfather, because, oh, let me tell you, if this would have happened then, he would have got a real quick phone call. So I'm in my tub and I love to just enjoy, you know, everybody enjoys having a nice soak. All right. But I would notice that I'm in hot water and I still would feel cold. I still would feel cold, and it was the craziest thing. Or I would get in the water and it would get cold, and I'm like, this is crazy. What's going on? So, you know, this went on for a while, and I was still on my spiritual journey. I had just really started it. And, you know, I was becoming aware of more things, but this would stand out. So it went from just the water being cold, getting cold awfully fast, to one day I was sitting there and I actually felt hands around my neck. All right. And, you know, I felt this. Well, first it didn't feel like hands. It just felt like a coldness, like a cold breeze that you would feel. Okay. And then it went from that to basically, yeah, I could feel something up around my neck. Like I couldn't almost catch my breath. So the, you know, your mind goes a little, you try to sometimes make logical sense of things, you know? So finally, one day I felt fingers. And let me tell you, I jumped the hell up out of that tub so fast. Okay. I grabbed what I could grab. I put some clothes on. I grabbed what I could grab, put it in a bag, knocked on my neighbor's door who was down the hallway from me, and I refused to go back in that apartment. So while I'm in the neighbor's apartment, she starts talking to me. And she tells me, she's like, what happened? And I'm like, what happened is, and I didn't want to tell her at first, because, you know, people, you see in the movies, you see it all the time. You know, you tell somebody something and, oh, you know, it could be your mind running away with you and all this other stuff. I've never been a big TV person all the time, so I didn't even have a TV in my apartment to be looking at to scare me or whatever. All right. So I told her, I said, you know, I felt something weird happen while I was in the tub. I felt like this coldness, and I told her about it. And she just gave me this blank stare. She just gave me this look. And she said to me, you know, basically, three people within 4 months had moved out of this apartment. And she said that a man had drowned his wife in the tub. Let me repeat this. A man had drowned his wife in the tub. Okay. So I was feeling the husband, and I also probably was feeling what was going on, because I would feel so heavy sometimes trying to get out the tub. like a heaviness. Like sometimes when you get in water and you feel heavy, but this was a different type of heaviness. And I kept trying to make up every excuse out of the book why I felt like this, okay? But that answers the question into, can the dead harm you? Those of my mediums that might be out there listening to this, they can agree that when dead spirits that are not elevated come into a room, it feels like a ton of damn bricks. It feels like there's a heaviness and the air is very thick. Some mediums, they just might feel sick on the stomach. It depends on where you are in your elevation, but either way, it's not a good feeling, okay? It just lets you know something ain't right. Something is not right here. Something ain't right. Okay. So the answer is yes, the dead can harm you. And you know, you have people out here who are not properly trained. And I always keep saying this, and they're giving out false information and they're telling people that the dead cannot harm them. Wrong. Okay. There are people that's all they work with is dead spirits, just dead spirits, negative dead spirits, okay? And they send them to do little jobs to harm people, okay? So, no, not just anybody can do it, but there's different reasons how things can attach themselves to you or how the dead can harm you. If you offend something on someone, on a property that was owned by a person that is no longer living, and they probably feel like they just don't want you there, they can start causing problems to you. And I'm not talking about this, that, well, you know what, that brings me to my next thing. Ghost hunters, please, if you decide that you want to go ghost hunting and this is what you really want to do, I recommend that you see your local trained, properly trained spiritual worker and get yourself some type of protection, okay? Because those ghosts, hopefully that you're dealing with ghosts, hopefully you're not dealing with some other type of craziness, okay? Hopefully it is a ghost, all right? But if you're dealing with the dead, you're going to be going to cemeteries, please don't be arrogant to think that nothing can harm you, all right? Because it may not harm you, it might decide to harm your family. It might decide to do damage to your job. It might decide to do everything you don't know because you can't see it, all right? And 9 times out of 10, you're probably not in tune in the spiritual world to see what is really going on with yourself. So if this is something that you want to do, because people say all the time, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. And if I want to talk to the dead, hey, fine, go ahead, but protect yourself. You know, like how you go out there, people want to go out there sleeping around with people. Okay, then you need to protect yourself and take the proper precautions if you want to go around dealing with spirits that you don't know about and you have no history about. And even if you know the history, as they say, the mystery is a mystery. A ghost can be a ghost, be a ghost, be a ghost. Meaning, when I say that, is you don't know what mood, how that ghost might feel about you at that particular time, and you don't know what they might do. So, therefore, take precautions, all right? The next way, the dead, you hopefully it is a dead. Because if you're dealing with a demon, now you got something different going on. You know, people like to use these Ouija boards and spirit boxes. This is another way the dead can harm you. Now, you have people that say, well, the dead can't harm you. Maybe those people that are saying that have certain spiritual protections and it can't harm them. Can't harm them. Maybe they're serving spirits. Maybe they're serving whatever. Okay, but maybe they've already been harmed and they don't know it. They don't have a clue. Just shit going all fucked up in their life. And they're not going to tell you that on Instagram. They're not going to tell you that on Facebook because they got to keep things looking like everything is good. So be careful of what you read. some books are okay, but some books are crap. All right. And that's just the bottom line. All right. And it messes people up and it gets people to basically try things and do things because it's in a book. Just because it's in a book doesn't make it right. All right. So therefore, what you read in a book, take with a grain of salt. Check to see. Now you can do research into who the author is. Back in the day, it was hard to kind of do all the research you needed to do and find information on the author that wrote a book. Nowadays, you can. So take that opportunity to research and see if that person is just a bystander or are they a true practitioner? And if they are a practitioner, how deep of a practitioner they are. You must go through the layers. As my godfather says, Papa Hector, there are layers to these different things. You must check and recheck before you decide to go and do something to cause harm to yourself and your loved ones. So like I said, I'm going to keep this podcast tight to the point. And that is my experience. I watched my godfather take dead spirits off of people. And not just one or two at one time, but 10 and more. All right, I've watched this happen. I've seen dead entities be transferred into something so that it cannot harm the individual anymore. Okay, so please do not listen to nonsense that the dead cannot harm you. Okay, they can do harm to you if you're not properly trained to deal with them, and if you are not protected, and if they decide to play the hitchhike game and jump on you. So be careful of where you go. If you know how to do spiritual cleansings, please do so after visiting these places. And if not, reach out to your local spiritual worker and ask them to basically, you know, make you a protection or a cleansing bath or whatever it is you need to do. This is why you also need to get yourself a consultation 4 times in this, like during like the seasons, winter, spring, fall, and summer, if you know, to see, to make sure that your spiritual things are in check. If you can't afford it more often, I at least recommend at least during the seasons. All right, this is Mambo Sandy, and you can reach out to me at help@mambosandy.com, and you have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, Mambo Sandy, I'm not sure what's going on. It's breaking up too bad, and I don't want to keep cutting it off and trying to call back, and it cuts off. So I'm going to try the regular phone. I'm going to give you my phone number for you to call me. It's 843-327-4057. 843-327-4057.